Oh, no, look at this.
Disgusting.
They're beat. I'll check you out later, girls.
Hey, baby, how's your Johnny?
You're so dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
That kid from study hall, he's got a huge crush on you.
Where?
Good match, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a while for her to walk that one off.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the mall after school, maybe, and get a char cheddar chili fries and cheesy Polish or something.
Oh, you found my weakness, fatty salted fries thing.
Hey, Blank, it's weird to see you on this side of the bleachers. You're usually under them on top of someone else.
Good one, Skate.
Me and the boys are going to go hang out in Drake's basement. What do you say you come with and do stuff to us?
Count me in. Yeah. Oh, actually, I better take a rain check. I'm going to the mall today.
Well, if you change your mind, we'll be there, and we are inexperienced, angry, and have no respect for women.
Okay. Don't be strangers.
See you, slutbag.
Anyway, maybe when we're at the mall, we can sit in the photo booth together.
Jerry, I just remembered I can't go to the mall. I gotta go wash my grandmother.
Jerry, you shouldn't let those creeps talk to you like that.
I think Larry's kind of cute.
No, I meant those guys with all the trash talk.
Oh, Tamala, it's just some harmless degrading ribbing.
No, it's not, Jerry. It's sexual harassment. Those guys scared away another potentially nice boyfriend.
Let's give our black boy questions a big hand!
That was straight up scary. Let's all hit the showers, girl.
Thanks, Jazzy.
Girls, I have just a few notes that I... Oh, where did you come from? Oh, that's right. I put you there. All right. I'm going.
Look out! I almost got you in the muffin!
Jerry, you can't let those guys talk to you like that anymore. It's wrong. You need to tell them to stop and that you don't like it.
So I should pretend that I don't like it?
You don't like it!
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll see you on the bus.
Later, Nadich. Maybe sexual harassment is wrong. I guess you're running the cranberry. Done.
Stop! Take five. Smoke them if you got them. Jerry, you coming in a little too soft on that top note. I want you to attack it. Get into a drunken brawl with that note. Smack it around. Leave a whelp. Make that note think twice about the next time it looks at another man. All right, everybody. I want to hip you to this new cat's going to be joining the band. He goes by Miles. He plays the cowbell. Give us a little taste. Oh, did you hear that?
Oh,
you can almost milk that cow. So fresh. We better have you pasteurized before you spoil. All right, everybody. Remember our big jazz recital Saturday. That's it for today.
Hello, I'm Jerry.
Name's Miles.
Got me this time. You too fast for me.
I like the way you bang your bell.
Thanks. I like what you can do with your mouth.
Bite it. So, Miles, I guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other.
Yeah. You have a great feel for jazz. Yeah. Who are your influences?
Oh, let's see. Lee Harvey Oswald. Tony the Big Tune Arcado and Chuckles Manson. You know, great.
What? I meant musically. Who moves you?
Yes, after today, I'd have to say Miles.
Hey, you want to hang out later?
I don't have time.
Well, I just wanted to...
Are you listening? I don't have time!
Most of you already know I am Mr. Noblet. I'll be taking over for Coach Wolf's health class today while she's out with some sort of internal... girly problem. Okay. Today we will be studying parts of the vagina. Now, I'm a little bit rusty in this area, so why don't one of you come up here and draw it on the board? Shannon, you're up. Come on.
You convinced me to be set up with those guys. I want them to stop, but they won't. And I'm afraid that if Miles hears them, he'll lose interest in me before he even gets a chance to lose interest in me.
Jerry, you need to talk to somebody here at school. I'm sure all the teachers are very sensitive to this kind of issue.
Oh, my God. Is that what yours looks like?
Well, not really. I just sort of...
Sort of what? Sit down. Ugh. Somebody else give it a shot. Who's got a pretty one? Susie, you look clean. Come on up here.
Well, if it isn't the sperm blank. Guess what? I wrote a little poetry about you and the boys, John. I think you'll admire our rhyme scheme and iambic scansion.
It's so good to see you. You're tired, Miles.
Hey, hey, Jerry.
Well, what are you doing?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
No, listen, Miles. I was wondering if maybe you wanted to go for a walk. You may. Maybe somewhere far, far away. Get some fresh air.
Yeah, we could go in a second. I really have to go.
Yeah, what about that? Maybe we could go for a walk first, and then you can go.
So they
they've been bothering me every day. It's called sexual harassment.
So, what do you want from me?
I want you to stop them.
Lawsuit? You're going to sue the school? Well, bring it on. I love a good fight.
I don't want to sue. I just want the things that they're saying to stop.
They've been spreading lies about you?
Not exactly. But they wrote nasty stuff in the boys' bathroom stall.
Look, Blake, I can't suppress the artistic impulses of my students. Hell, I've written a lot of things myself I'm not so proud of in that exact stall. I was just sitting there. Nothing to do. I had a Sharpie, and things just started to flow. I realized I had quite a flair for rhyming.
Well, can I paint over it?
I can't allow you to do that, Blanket. It would insult my custodial staff. It would suggest they weren't capable.
Could they paint over it?
They aren't capable. Well, another problem solved.
We didn't solve anything.
Sure we did. You're leaving. Oh, baby, I was hoping it was you. Oh, the sound of your voice titillates me. Bring it in.
Here's your mail, Principal Blackman.
You look just as fine going out as you do coming in.
You excited about the concert tomorrow night?
Yeah, I guess.
What is going on, Miles? I thought you really liked me.
I do, Jerry. I just get the feeling you don't want to talk to me. You're acting so weird.
Oh, I want to talk to you. Acting weird. Yes! Come on, get out of the toilet! Go! Leave me alone!
Hey, Blank. What'd you think of our little sonnet?
I am warning you, Skink.
What are you gonna do, Jerry Skank?
I will rewarn you until you can be warned no more.
Wait till you see the little celebration of your slutitude that we got planned for you at the jazz recital. It will be a clear indictment of our stunted emotional development.
Quandary. What's quandary mean?
Hey! You!
Mr. Jellyneck, can I please put on a robe?
Why don't we just put a robe on the Mona Lisa?
There is a robe on the Mona Lisa.
That's my point exactly. That's how Rembrandt ruined it. Okay, people. Make sure and follow the curves of the body, paying special attention to those adorable, pert young teenage breasts.
Yeah!
Hey! Listen, guys. Focus on your drawings or I will have you standing here all night sketching naked girls. And I mean it.
Jerry, why aren't you drawing?
Could I talk to you for a second?
Out in the hallway.
Keep your eyes on that girl.
What's on your mind, Jerry?
I'm being sexually harassed, and no one cares.
At this school?
They wrote something on the stall in the boys' bathroom.
Boys' bathroom? I'd better take a look.
I have to go somewhere with Jerry, so I'm going to leave you alone with this naked high school girl. Stravula, stay perfectly still.
You know something? I better grab Chuck Knoblet. We've been looking for an excuse to go into that boys' bathroom for a while just to make sure everything's, you know, all right.
Now, the Japanese at Nanking...
Chuck, would you come with me to the,
boys' bathroom?
Right you are.
Hold perfectly still.
Mr. Knoblet, could I put a robe on?
No.
Well, what'd you think?
That is the most sexually degrading experience I have ever been a party to.
Amen.
Are you going to be able to stop the boys who put that on the bathroom stall?
Oh, the stall.
Right. Yeah, yeah, we didn't get a chance to take a look.
Why don't we go back in there?
I'm right behind you.
Jerry, this may take a while. You might not want to hang out.
Yeah, we got to closely scrutinize that,
stall.
Right.
Boys. Mother, I'm thinking about leaving school.
Oh, does that mean you'll be leaving home, too?
No, I'll probably be spending more time here.
You know, Jerry, I'm concerned about this leaving school business. What's going on?
I'm being sexually harassed.
Well, congratulations.
That seems like a positive step, that someone finds you sexual enough to harass.
No, it's destroying me. They won't leave me alone.
Oh, I find that hard to believe. Hello? It's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know, just a bunch of heavy breathing.
That's them. I don't want to talk to them.
Who is this? Hello, Skeet. How are you? Sure, she's here.
That's the one.
Oh, I don't believe that. He's a perfectly charming boy. He once told me that I have monster jugs.
Go on, talk to him. Hello?
Tomorrow at the recital, it happens. A masterpiece of degrading mockery, and believe you me, it's going to be a mindless, hormonal expression of misplaced rage.
What to do? Skiddly bebop boo hoo hoo.
Ella? Ella?
No, it's just me, Jazzy.
Oh, what's wrong, little girl? Why so sad before the big jazz recital? You was really scatting the blues. There's only three things I know that can cause a person to wail so mournfully. Lack of heroin, someone making off with your junk, and not having heroin. Is it any of those?
No. A bunch of boys are coming to sexually harass me tonight, and I'm afraid when Miles sees it, he won't like me anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's number four. Well, what you gonna do about it?
I guess I'll just suffer.
Probably the jazziest choice, yeah.
Or maybe Principal Blackman was right. Maybe I should just sue.
I'm being sued? Why, they can't prove anything. I was disoriented. It was dark. I mean, why would I stalk a gym teacher? It just doesn't make any sense.
No, I'll sue.
Well, what did I do to you? I never touched you. Why would I? I got my eye on that gym teacher.
No, I'll sue the school.
Oh, now look, Jerry, you don't want to be wasting your time with litigation. If somebody is sexually harassing you, you know, rubbing up on your bumpy parts with something sticky, or banging their heads on your airbags, or whatsomever, you gotta fight fire with fire. Help yourself.
What do you mean?
Bring the fight to them, Jerry.
Right. I'll see you tonight. Miles.
Hey, Jerry.
I want to apologize for my sweet and sour behavior. There's some boys here at school who've been sexually harassing me for over a year. Well, actually, just this week. The rest was more like flirting. Anyway, I was afraid you might believe some of the horrible, sexy things they were saying about me.
Jerry, I wouldn't believe a bunch of lies.
Even the true ones?
Well,
I'm going to take a stand tonight, but things might get pretty crazy.
I'm behind you, Jerry.
Now remember, everybody, I want you to seduce the music. Work it like it's your bitch. Slap it. It will respond. Show that music who has the upper hand by giving it the back of your hand. I remember Charlie Parker once said to me, "Jazzy, shut up and give me some heroin." Yeah. Now let's get on out there and score.
La 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 la.
And you'll be too pathetic for anyone to consider you sexual. J.B. is good B.J. Sign J.B.